T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
All right, y'all see what the title of the goddamn show is. It's episode 123 of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington. And you are still muted, and you're muted. Yeah, that.
I'm gonna fight one of y'all niggas, okay? And I'm the Swaggy Blur Wednesday Marshall.
Yeah, this is gonna be one of them days. Thank you, everybody, who, as always, who watched the episode on Tuesday. We know that this shift in prime time has adjusted a lot of people's watching and viewing and listening schedules, and so we appreciate all y'all for doing that. We appreciate everybody who's been commenting, who's been rocking with us and everything. So you guys are fucking amazing. That's the podcast listeners, everybody watching live on YouTube, everybody in the neighborhood in the chat right now, everybody watching up on Twitch. We appreciate all y'all. You got anything?
No, that's pretty much it. You covered everything. I mean, we're going to get into we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We got a guest for our first segment, by the way, so we should go ahead and get into the nigga what you've been doing.
Wait, what? No one told me anything. Okay, I guess.
No, so. Don't worry. Just go with the flow, man. So let me go ahead and ask you first, Mr. J. Washington. Sir, that is so kindly waiting for me to find the meme.
My nigga. Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
I mean, over the past 48 hours, it's been kind of, been cool working out. A little bit frustrated with this whole thing for the commercial thing that I told you about. I tweeted a little bit about it. Like, I've never had a production that seems to be this off, and whatever. And it's like, I'm grateful to God to be booked and have these opportunities. But, you get used to things going in a professional and certain manner. And some of the things that have happened have not been normal or typical. And so it's really kind of messing a few things up. Again, I still want to dip out for at least two, three days. I just want to get away from it. But I can't, you know what I'm saying? With everything
scheduled. No, once this is over, I know.
And I just had to, and I literally just scheduled the one-on-ones with the supervillain for people. So I'm trying to make sure I can do all that. I want to bounce out for a couple of days. I just need a break. And like, I know after I'm done with this, either I'm going to run to the gym real quick and do something, or I got to go show face in comedy, because that's the thing too. Now, with stand-up comedy being open, you got to show face, let people know I'm here, niggas, and so all these different things, man. And I'm just trying to navigate through that. So yeah, it's really, really been one of those things, man. It's just me trying to make it. I'm trying to clean a little more in the crib. I bought a duster. So I got to get the dust out. Some dust. Think about a duster. So that's about it for me. So let me just ask you, Mr. Winston, hey, Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
I'm good, man. I'm remain tired. It is what it is, but I'm adjusting just like anything else. So like, you do that first couple of workouts and everything is sore all to hell and you can't take it and all that kind of stuff. Well, I still remain super tired when I wake up in the morning, just absolutely drained. But like, I'm at the end of this workday And while I am tired, it's not the same kind of tired I was on Tuesday. Like, my body is adjusting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to getting it in again next week. I was blessed with, you know, obviously I want to stack all the ducats I can, but I was blessed in that they were like, yeah, we need to, as we told you, we have you and Chad as the main, as the two first main set of hosts. We're starting to test some of these other ones. So you actually can have the day off tomorrow. You got to tell me twice. I'm about to stay my ass up and play PlayStation until I fall asleep. And then sleep. And I already promised Kristen she'd get a good night's sleep, that I'll sleep on the couch tonight because my ass be snoring. We working on it. We trying to fix it. So, you know, I'm doing good, man. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm looking forward to having a little bit of time off, trying to handle some of the other things that I need to. You know, my car. You know, I'm going to get a workout in today, but I want to get another one in tomorrow. You know, my sister needs some help because she just bought a house. You know, shouts out to my sister. She and her boyfriend are watching, but family. Hey, man. Family. Look, man, look, she's on the board of the WGA.
I mean, shit. Like, I say that, but y'all like the only family I have out here. Like, I got a cousin, but she's so busy. Like, I don't have my family, so it's like I be, you know, piggybacking, watching your family shit, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that is actual brother-sister shit that they're doing. It's not.
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm looking forward to having a day to not work and to, like, kind of chill. But I'm getting used to these full, like, it's going to be really interesting when these become these half shifts they're talking about, because I'm getting too damn used to these full. I'm not saying I'm complaining. I'm happy to have the rest of my life back so I can do other things. But, like, I'm starting to get used to these long ass days. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be interesting when that shifts over the course of the next week or two. Which, of course, the one day they want to give me off next week is on Wednesday. And I'm like, fam, what about Tuesday and Thursday when I got to do this show?
It was like, nigga, you get the day in between. You can have that day. You can deal with that.
That makes me laugh, you know. So I'm chilling doing the damn thing. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much it. Okay. So, yeah, we have a guest for our first story. We're going to start off by saying streamlabs.com/birdsandhood/tip.
I just want y'all to know that he's got stuff coming in. Me, I'm probably going to lose my job again because of our first story.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I welcome you to the show. She's been patiently waiting to be on the show. Here, I'll slide over so you can get more in there. This is Kristen Rose. She has so many thoughts about our first story. So, I should give you the other headphones so you can actually hear things.
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
It'd probably be important. Hold on.
I want to see how this works out. I just want to see.
You're right.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to see how this works out. Hey. Okay, good. You can hear now. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm exhausted, but that is what it is on this fucking show. All right, let's just do it. Let's get into our first story. It has been announced officially that LA is going back to its indoor mask mandate. It was just announced today that on Saturday, listen to this time, Saturday, 11:59 p.m., this upcoming Saturday, going into Sunday, masks will now be required indoors regardless of vaccination status.
Yes. Now, there's a lot going on with this. The main reason behind it, the county recorded 1,537 new coronavirus cases on Thursday alone, an 83% increase over the last week, according to health official Montu Davis. It's the seventh consecutive day within Los Angeles with over 1,000 new cases in the county. And he was reported in saying, we're not where we need to be for millions of at risk of infection here in Los Angeles County, and waiting to do something will be too late given that what we're seeing. Masking indoors must again become a normal practice by all, regardless of vaccination status, so we can stop the trends and level of transmission we're currently seeing. We expect to keep this order in place until we begin to see improvements. So I'm going to go ahead and
Before you go, real quick, I have to JL Jackson 78. Asked a great question, so I feel like it's only Miss Kristen.
I got it. I know how we do this. We're gonna borrow something. We're gonna borrow. If where do they keep it? I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're looking for. You know what I'm trying to do, right? Yeah, let me find it. Hold on, I think I see.
Is it this one?
This one
somewhere.
No, it's this one. That's one. So,
okay, do it.
Hold on. Let me unhighlight the comment.
Okay. Unhighlight. Hold on. Okay, it's gone.
Okay. So this is normally a segment on Sundays on Talk Blurdy to Me because it's different. Because if Drew and TK were here, they would say, girl, Kristen Rose.
Hi, bitch.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Bad bitch. Bad bitch. Bad fish. Bad fish.
Bitch. 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 Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch.
So, yes, what have you been doing?
I've been working a lot, kicking ass, taking names, also getting back in the workout hustle, so everything hurts from top to bottom. Excited to drink some seltzers this weekend at our seltzer tasting party.
Oh yeah, we're going to a seltzer tasting party. Yeah. We each have to bring a different brand with, or it could all be Truly, but it's got to be all the different Truly pack. You got to pick a pack to bring.
Yeah, good times. I texted Winston earlier and I said, put some rosé in the fridge. It's one of those days. So as soon as I'm off here.
I didn't realize it was like that. I thought you had like a dinner or something with somebody. It's just a day.
Well, the minute the mask stuff came out, I was like, we gotta.
Well, go ahead. Please tell us what you think about this new mask mandate that's coming out.
I'm just mad that I can't get an invite to the seltzer party.
It's not our party to invite you. Otherwise, we would.
I got a whole fucking two cases of seltzers in my refrigerator now. I got two of the out of office packs in my, you know, tell me your thoughts, Kristen.
I mean, my thoughts are twofold. One, fuck you, anti-vaxxers. It is the only reason we are here. Like, the only reason. We have reached herd immunity in LA. We did what we were supposed to do. But these fucking dumbasses are ruining it for everyone. My second part, and again, I'm not a health expert, so don't quote me on this. I could be wrong. But I will tell people, because it was a discussion on our group text today with my girlfriends, I would say don't worry about things closing again. I do not think there's going to be any other lockdown. I think bars are going to continue as normal because the reality is Governor Newsom is under a recall. He's not going to piss off anyone else. And the other half of it is, like, you know, we did everything right because we closed stuff, because we reached the herd immunity. Closing stuff now wouldn't do anything because the people that are fucking it up for everyone are not going to follow any of the rules, even if they are implemented again. They're not going to social distance. They're going to continue to fight cashiers that are making minimum wage at a Walmart. Like, it's not going to help anyone, so I don't see it happening. I think we're going to go, you know, back to June level of awareness, you know, put your mask on until you're eating at the table. But otherwise, like, I would say don't panic. It's annoying, but don't panic.
Yeah. No, I respect that. I will have to point at JL Jackson 78's comment. Anti-vaxxers out here messing up the class pizza party. That's fucking true. The pizza party, it wasn't already shit, but you got excited about it because it was something, and you don't fucking taking it away from everybody. I'd be mad as hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's some.
Like, I earned the pizza party for everyone.
For me, I was telling Winston this before we came on air. I am more concerned when I said I might not be going back to work because how the fuck do you enforce the mask mandate for indoors in nightclubs at midnight going into Sunday?
That's
the stupidest shit.
It's going to be like a daylight savings time when the clock changes over the bar and we're like one more hour of partying. Like, yeah. Clock hits midnight.
Right. It's going to be like that. And it's like, I don't know. I already, you know, we'd already been, the club had been open like 2 weeks prior. Like, once California opened up everything, the nightclub opened up. And I was luckily booked wrestling, so I couldn't do anything. But I've been back 2 weeks, and it took the first week, my nerves had to come down because I was like, I don't trust people because, as we know, this is all the honor system. Let's be real. It never should have been. And so now, when you already have people at the honor system, people who come in the door, you got to tell people now, because luckily I work on the floor, but you got to tell people at midnight, you got to have the DJ stop, make an announcement. Hey, y'all, it's midnight. I know y'all out here partying. Y'all getting y'all drink on. Yeah, we got it turned up, but you know what you need to do? Put that mask on.
Oh, God damn
it. You're in the middle of like your dance floor makeout with strangers, because everyone's a little deprived on that. And what? Like, now we're just, you know.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't. I understand the reason. I get it. I get it. But at the same time, this is the most awkward time. Say you're going to do it on a Monday, or just say it's on Friday in general. Don't say at midnight on a Saturday going into a Sunday when you're going to have nightclubs and bar, even like people wearing them at bars. Of course, we know how that goes. We were in bars. We see people when you're together, people take their mask off. Some people keep them on all the way through. But again, this is going to cause way too much. And I really do not know personally. I know my nerves and I know my patience level. I'm already dealing with people who get drunk, try to smoke on the floor, all that, deal with that. I don't want to have to be a grown, I'm a father to an 18-year-old and about to be an 8-year-old. I'd rather tell them to deal with shit with their masks than a bunch of grown-ass people. And that's something I just not look. That's when I was like, yo, when I told everybody, or when I told everybody on here earlier, Jay might not have his job. So streamlabs.com/blurtsandthehood/Jay,
I mean, essentially, well, we got to see. Hold on a second, because it's taking his sweet mother.
Yeah, because whatever you're doing has got you. Whatever you're doing it's got me
locking up a little bit. It's chopping, yeah, because it's trying to upload something. That's fine. I mean, my whole thoughts on the situation, you both kind of
shout out, Mr. Cersei. He says, at least Jay don't have to look at people who don't know how to back that at. Man.
Dude, when you were like, look at my story. Look at my story. Look at my story. I was like, all right, let me check it out. I was like, oh Lord, everybody. It wasn't just sometimes the goofy white people, the black people, the Latin people, everybody who look like they ain't never used their legs ever in their life. Like,
you motherfuckers had 15 months.
Oh, it was bad.
I can send it to you because luckily my phone saves anything.
He's gonna send it to you. It's bad.
Had 15 months to learn how to dance. 15 months to practice in the mirror.
They were watching all them shitty TikTokers not being able to do the dances of the black TikTokers, and they came out and then they look goofy as hell. Everybody, every single person. It was bad, man. Well, all I'm saying is this, like, essentially what you're going to see, Jay, do that thing again with the DJ thing, talking about like, hey, y'all, it's midnight, and I'll show you what I'm going to play. It's like, now we got to play our new hit. Just do that.
Now, I'll give you all my $1 million idea for free.
All right, here you go. Yeah.
All right, y'all out here enjoying yourselves. Y'all on the dance floor, y'all kicking it, partying. Yeah, you got your drinks in the air, fellas. I see you, ladies. You looking good, but guess what? It's midnight.
Fauci.
Lockdown.
COVID.
Lights off.
But y'all better put your motherfucking mask on, otherwise CDC gonna be all up in this bitch. Surfaces. Lights on surfaces. Surfaces. Lights on surfaces. Keep your wits, gotta keep your wits. Clean your shit, never catch that bitch. Mask on, put your mask on. Mask on, put your mask on. Surfaces, lights on surfaces. Clean your shit, never catch that bitch.
Now you need like a remix of Back That Ass Up to put that mask on and then play that at midnight the way they do Odd Long Sang on New Year's.
Well, isn't that just you've seen what did they call it? Get Your Vax On.
Well, that they didn't do that. They didn't do that though.
Vax that thing up.
They didn't do that, though.
No, they did vax that thing
no,
up.
No, but people didn't vax their thing up.
Oh, well, yes, that is the problem. That is the problem. That is the problem. I don't see Jay's the one. That's a great question. Jay's the one that loaded vax that thing up for us. So unless he has it out here, though, yo, Blue Girl 7AT says, I hate y'all. French Daughter says, yo, that was fire. Senior Nerd says, yo, I love that. Yo, so Joseph Ashley says, yo, they kind of hit. With Chris Cochran, what is this? Yeah, nah, we tried to become TikTok famous. It didn't really work.
It really didn't.
It didn't work, but it's fine. We put that fire out. Yo, shout out to Shuri. I saw her in there. I forgot that she was in the music video with
us. Clean the trash monster too.
To clean the trash monster because she got into everything, man. But yeah.
Finna online day chat, find a May chat, open up BOK ass, okay, yeah, profile picture looking tight chat, nice chat, got your bio reading right chat, precise chat, but before you find a day chat, you gotta wait chat, gotta go back to Nate chat, get it straight chat, girl, you look good, want your vax that thing up, you're a handsome young brother, want your vax that thing up, dating real life, you need to vax that thing up, feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up, girl, you look good, want your vax that thing up, you're a handsome young brother, want your vax that thing up, dating real like you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
I know you can't stand it, no holding hands, chick. But when we get the shot, we gon' be romancing. Girl, you could be the queen after quarantine. We could meet up at the spot and we could do the thing. Internet date chat, I'm your mate chat. Download the app, shawty, you ain't gotta wait chat. I love it when you hold me, eggplant emoji. You could be the young hot thing, I'll be the OG.
Girl, you look good, won't you vax that thing up? You's a handsome young brother, won't you vax that thing up? Dating in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up. Girl, you look good, won't you vax that thing up? You's a decent looking brother, won't you vax that thing up? Acting foolishly, you need to vax that thing up. Herd immunity, won't you vax that thing up?
If you wanna get sticky and hot, go, 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 get the shot. If you wanna smash some dude named Scott, go, 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 get the shot. Go, get the shot, go, go, get the shot. BLK says, go, get the shot. You wanna smash with Scott, smash, smash with Scott. BLK says, go, get the shot. Smash with Scott.
Oh, smash with Scott. That's fucking hilarious.
I hope Scott gets it in time before the masks and the masks go back.
Oh my goodness. All right, y'all. So yes, did you want to stay for any of the other topics?
No, I'm gonna go work out.
Okay, she's gonna go work out. Love you.
Love you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. I'll take that AirPod back unless you need it for your workout. All right, cool. All right, bye, babe. Yeah, so fine.
Smash with Scott.
Oh my God.
Smash with Scott. All right. Again, y'all. It goes back to our original subject again. Thank you, Kristen, for jumping on. As always, much love. It's just
BT Dubs, that is the correct way to spell her name. She will call it anybody that uses the E. She says the only way to spell Kristen is with an I at the end, and if you spell it the other way, you spell it wrong. So I just want to make sure y'all know.
It's just like Kristen said. Yeah, you got Governor Newsom who's facing the recall, and so he doesn't want to piss people off, but he's already done that when he didn't know how to play this out the right way instead of having a position to staying on it. Now, again, I understand this is the LA County Department of Health that is to make this, you know, decree.
Right.
But they say we may not lock down. I can see shit shutting down. I can see nightclubs shutting down and bars.
I can see that we end up going back to a smaller capacity. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised.
Unless we get fully out of hand because of the vaccination, I don't see them going to the point of fully shutting down, but going from 100% back down to like 75 or 50, I could see that. And we would have nobody to blame but ourselves. Now, what sucks about it is it's just like, if you think about it, it's any football team, any basketball team, any group project you've ever been on. You ride together, you die together. And unfortunately, while most of us went and got this shot taken care of, there's enough idiots out here that didn't. And here we are, you know?
I know there probably will be people who will watch this and who, you know, will find their way feeding in the comments and talking about, well, it's an untested vaccine and blah, 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 blah. And how do I know this vaccine is safe? First of all, let me give you all a little science lesson real quick. I was going to put something in our run sheet, but it's
so then put it. If you're going to do it after the one we're about to do. So then that way you can take.
All right. I'll do that. Here's some science for you all. When people keep asking, can you be here? What? I guess that's supposed to be somebody who's texting me. Can you be here at 6:45? Who the fuck is this?
You sure that's not your commercial?
Can get you some sleep. Can you be here at T? You okay? I'm getting that thing. Get some sleep there. I have no idea who this is. Like, I have no clue. Anyway. Are
you positive that it's not the commercial?
No, it's not, because I had a conversation with them, and I did not lock this in. That is on me. What was I about to say? Yeah. So, for a little bit of science for y'all, the designation of the COVID-19 virus is SARS-CoV-2. SARS should be a very important part you all understand. The SARS virus ran rampant through China at a point where it was about to take out a lot of their population. This version of the coronavirus, COVID-19, which we're dealing with, is an evolution of that virus. When the SARS...
Say that last sentence again. What did you say?
This version, you cut out. I said this version of the coronavirus, COVID-19, is an evolution of the SARS.
COVID-19. I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
I hate you.
I know you do.
But
also people are like, did Jay just get a booty call text and he don't realize it?
No, it's
I know.
No, I'm like, my apologies. Lock this number in. Okay. So yeah. COVID-19 is an evolution of the SARS virus. They had a vaccine for SARS. That's how it was so easily able to augment the vaccines to make the ones that we have distributed now. So when people are like, oh, these vaccines aren't tested before, also before the FDA allowed them for emergency usage, there were trials going on for the longest.
The other thing is what I would highly recommend y'all go do. I want to say, and I think I talked about this on a previous show, go watch Explained on Netflix. There is one about vaccines and pandemics. And it was actually really scary in the sense of like, they called it before it happened, but they also talk about the technology that's developed where essentially they have set up certain vaccines. And this is what Pfizer, Moderna are made out of, where they're already like 90% filled out and you just have to put the missing variables that happen with various diseases. Mm. So that's why it didn't take as long as it normally does for vaccines, because they were already prepped with this new wave of how to make vaccines. I highly recommend y'all go watch it. It's Vox is Explained.
And that's the thing, but people keep going like, oh, they just came up this out the blue. It hasn't been tested and blah, blah, blah. Again, all you have to do is take the formula from what you have, because you know this virus is here's something a lot of people don't know. The common cold is a coronavirus. Uh-huh. The common cold.
It's just a completely different, it's a different makeup, but they're the base, the kind of base core of stuff is there. So yes, it is definitely.
And it's crazy that it's not, well, you know, it's not told to people that the reason this vaccine was able to be done was due to SARS. Again, people don't look at that. They kept putting out initially the designation of the virus, SARS-CoV-2. But people tend to, you know, gravitate and pick and pull whatever they want. And so that's been something that always kind of frustrates me when people, you know, again, at the end of the day, you can't force anybody to get vaccinated that doesn't want to, whatever. But when you say you don't want to, I think people should have a real good reason instead of just saying, man, I ain't getting vaccinated because what's the point if you vaccinated? Like, nigga, that's not how it works.
But also from the standpoint that, again, the vaccination does not prevent you from, like, I could still be a carrier. So I don't feel anything, but I'm carrying it. And then your unvaccinated ass catches it and you die. So, like, but people are stupid. On top of the fact that the big thing that, and I really want to move on. I don't want to talk about
COVID
anymore. The other thing that they were also taught, which also finished typing whatever you were typing. I'm trying to buy you some time. Is the fact that, like, so many people have been out here being like, I have my natural immunity because I already had it, blah, 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 all that stuff. They have come out and said that does not protect you. The way that this thing is mutating, it doesn't. The vaccines do, but this doesn't. I see. I remember. We talked about that. And then the last little part of it, and then we're going to move on, is the fact that, like, they are still talking about this is going to be one of those things similar to, like, the flu shot. You're going to have to potentially get boosters going forward. And that's, if that's what life is like, fine. But you know, part of the problem is because we won't nip this motherfucker in the bud. That's the problem. If we finally put this motherfucker to bed, it would stop having the opportunity to mutate into deltas and eventually gammas. And hopefully it doesn't happen. All these other fucking variants that might come out of it, because we're fucking around and giving it an opportunity to get inside more bodies and fucking change shit up. So we're going to move on to our next topic. We have plenty to get through, so we want to hurry up. So do we have a photo for this or just the video?
So no, I just have the video. So okay. I don't know if you guys have been following along. So the past several, we did this story on him a couple of months ago. T-Pain has been back in the light for after talking about how he didn't know that there was a request folder in his DMs. Well, of course, on his podcast, Nappy Boy Radio, he talks about a lot. But he recently went on a rant about something that was so strong because of what the current climate of music is. Check this out.
Stop! Just f***ing do something else! Just, God damn it! Do some different music! We have all this that you're doing. We already have it. Lil Uzi Vert is already doing it. Lil Baby is already doing it. Dub Baby is already doing it. It's literally two n****s with Baby in their names that's already doing all the music you want. Do something else. Do something else. That's it. That's all we want. Do something else. Holy shit. Do something else. Holy shit. Stop sending me this bullshit and then get mad when I don't like it. Jesus, goddamn tap dancing Christ. Do something else.
My nigga said Jesus tap dancing Christ.
Is he mad though? I mean, is he wrong? He's not. Look, the Migos came along and was doing a style that no one had done, right? And now every other rapper has emulated that style. And again, like he said, you got DaBaby doing it, Lil Baby, Lil Uzi, all these littles and all this. And somebody tried to come at him and say, oh, the dude who's used auto-tune, there weren't a bunch of people using auto-tune.
Everybody followed suit after T-Pain fucking did that shit. Let's
after
be real.
T-Pain did that. Everybody literally did follow suit afterwards. Oh, word, this is what y'all on? Okay. I got my fucking call sheet. And
okay, well, yeah. So either way, I mean, just seeing
TK, you niggas is horrible.
Okay, we're gonna give Jay just a second. I'm gonna go ahead and hit that mute button if he's gonna holler in my ear. I mean, I get what T-Pain's saying, man. There's a reason why I don't find myself on New Music Fridays checking for much shit, just because it does all kind of sound the same. I'll be honest with you. And that's the other thing. T-Pain, y'all need to actually go and listen to T-Pain sing without the auto-tune, because the man has a fucking gift. He won the Masked Singer for a reason. Like, he is super fucking talented. I don't think anybody's listening to me because they're looking at Jay's face right now. Look at this nigga. He just... Are you going to be a hype dog?
Nigga, my call time is 6:30.
Your call time is what now?
6:30 a.m.
Bro, that sounds terrible.
I saw that, and this just literally went through my head.
Also, we're very aware of the fact that Cher did use autotune first, but it remember, autotune was all throughout the 80s, the late 70s, shit like that, but it was dead in the water. Nobody was fucking with it. And then T-Pain brought that shit back and it became a fucking thing. It was never in hip hop before. And T-Pain made that a motherfucking thing, because then Wayne was doing it and Kanye was doing it. And then all the niggas was doing it. Future got his whole sound from fucking T-Pain doing that shit. So
it's in fucking Santa Clarita.
What? Nigga, what? No, sir. You're getting a raise on this, right? Because they made you. Did your agent get that money back for the rental car shit?
I still got to keep it till tomorrow. Now, clearly,
that's nigga.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
All right, let's go on to the next one, man. Because I know you were real fired up about this, and you know, he is not going to agree on this. But let's talk.
Yeah. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Please support streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. So an article just came out that in the Chicago public schools, they are set to provide free condoms to fifth graders. Now, This, it came out through a story from the Black Information Network. As students making their way back to in-person learning, the schools will be stocked with hand sanitizer, thermometers, and free condoms. Now, this is according to the Chicago Sun-Times, that schools with fifth grade students and older will have free condoms after the CPS Board of Education passed a new policy in December. Now, the Board of Education policy mandates that schools with fifth graders and older, which adds up to more than 600 schools, keep up a condom availability program to widen the district's approach to sex education. Now, the CPS sex education curriculum includes topics like puberty, hygiene, gender identity, relationships, sexual harassment, birth control, and prevention of sexual transmitted infections. Now, they said elementary schools will get 250 condoms and high schools, some of which already offer free condoms, will get 1,000. So Winston and I were talking about this before we went on air. And there, I understand, a lot of parents are like, you know, some parents and some people are like, yo, this is wild. But I kind of get the where it's coming from. I mean, when you say fifth graders, yeah, they're going up to eighth. And, you know, yeah, you don't want kids fucking. Let's just call it for what it is. You don't want kids fucking, but you know they are. And you're trying to prevent more 11 and 12-year-olds from having babies because that's what's happening a lot. So your thoughts?
My thoughts are that this is fucking insane. I have zero problem with the sex education part of it. I had sex ed for the first time in fifth grade. You know, I mean, I feel like if anything, it helped me make better choices, but they didn't hand out no motherfucking condoms. They gave us, I went to a private school. So fifth grade was the year that they decided that they were going to start teaching us about it. I have no problem with that, but handing out condoms to kids at that particular age. The reason why I can't fucks with that is how insane, like other than being fucked up, also how insanely illegal it is for a child at that age to be, like I said, they're a child to be having sex in the first place. So I go further back to the point of like, I get it. I get there are going to be some situations where shit like that is fucked up. Mm-hmm. I do not understand where in that particular case, like parents and adults are to like my mother barely let me out of her sight until I got about 13 or 14. And I know a lot of parents that are the same way, whether it is from babysitters or the parents or older siblings. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand where the free time for an 11-year-old to be fucking is.
And that's the thing, especially when it comes to the Chicago public school students in a lot of these, as they call impoverished neighborhoods. Again, I understand. Let me make this clear out the gate. I get it. These shorties should not be fucking. I get it. Out the gate, I understand. But you are having way too many kids doing this. And then they are just doing it and not being protective. The shit is just, it's a bad situation all the way around. Now, Dr. Kenneth Fox, who's the head doctor of Chicago Public Schools and a 30-year pediatrician, these are some of the things he says. Quote, young people have the right to accurate and clear information and to make healthy decisions. He goes on to say, and they need access to resources to protect their health and the health of others as they act on those decisions. He does also say, I would expect that not everybody's going to be completely on board right from the start, but I do think that society has changed. Now, he's noting the district's goal in preventing sexually transmitted infections and unintended pregnancies. Now, one of the things I remember clearly in both my freshman and my senior year, my senior year, because I was at a public high school then, I remember freshman girls coming into the high school on their second child. Not just pregnant with one. I'm talking about pregnant with two. And you're like, these kids ain't a year. They're like 2-3 years apart. So which means she's been doing, again, it is such a slippery slope. Because again, you don't want to, you know, we all look at it as you're advocating for kids to go fuck. That's how it's looked at. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
my thought about this. This is the best thing. I've been trying to come up with a solid metaphor. I learned how to shoot a gun at a very young age. I want to say probably around
you're fifth from or Texas, sixth grade. Of course you did.
I understand that, but you know what didn't happen? I wasn't given the fucking code to the gun safe. I was just taught the proper and safe protocol on how to use a gun, but I was not given one. I was not given access access to one. It was very locked up and put the fuck away. You know, my parents didn't have them. My dad had one, but he didn't. He never had a little whatever. But I'm saying that, like, I knew homies that, like, their family had guns. They didn't know the fuck how to get in there, as responsible as that was. We were, again, taught how to properly use them. Mm-hmm. So if an emergency fucking happens or anything like that, or if I see someone acting ignorant with some shit like that, I could step in and be like, whatever. But I was never given access to it.
Right.
That's and my I, and problem I get, with this. Honestly.
Right. No, I get it. And again, to everyone in the neighborhood, I understand. We all, for the most part, are on the same train of thought. Like, yo, why are you giving them this? But also, we do forget, and we sometimes don't look at the fact that you have neighborhoods where the parents don't give a fuck what the kids do. That's it. It's a prime example of that, where parents don't give a shit what the kids do, is what happened on the 4th of July in Chicago. How you had kids and teenagers downtown just in the streets being rowdy as fuck, causing a ruckus. Parents don't care. It is really fucked up. And so the parents don't take responsibility. They just think it's cute. And you're not going to have the situation where
this situation doesn't make any sense, because that's liable to get all the asses thrown in jail. Because a seventh grader would be at oldest 13, but probably at about 12. Mm-hmm. You are asking for a nigga to get thrown in, all the niggas to get thrown in jail. And they should have been, honestly.
It's just literally, you have a situation now. Like I said, you have, and I speak from this as in these neighborhoods growing up. Like I said, having seen it directly, I've seen it on more than one occasion. I go home and I see it. It is still a thing. You the fact is, you don't have the parents being parents, and that, you know, the expression we grew up with, it takes a village to raise a child. There are no more villages. There are no more villages. It is everyone for themselves. When you move in, like when you see people moving in a house on a block, back in the day, everybody knew who their neighbor was. There was a uniformity of everybody knew everybody, like, yo, we making sure this stays good. Now, people say to themselves, don't mind my business. Don't talk to anybody. If I see you, I speak. I'm cordial. That's it. And unfortunately, this is where we're at. So again, you have these neighborhoods where motherfuckers just don't care. And they know it. They know it. It is very fucked up on so many levels. And I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to our next topic. This one will be quick. For those of y'all that didn't see already, but I'm sure most of you have, Deadpool's officially in the MCU, kicking it with Korg. He did a watching of the Free Guy trailer, which was funny because they were out here just talking trash about Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi are in.
Yeah.
But do you know the other movie they're in together?
No.
Green Lantern.
Who is Taika Waititi in Green Lantern?
His best friend.
I completely forgot about that, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Green Lantern one time, because it's a terrible fucking movie. So,
yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Why do you think Ryan Reynolds at the end of Deadpool 2 went back in time and shot his shit? But so it's like, because again, there's the whole thing, oh, you got a Disney Plus show coming. So it's all those little different things. Again, does it make it unique and where he's officially in it? You can say he's officially in it, but it's not. It's just that both the characters are in this other movie as well, which is a Fox film, which they joked about as well. Was like, this just seems like one of those leftover Fox films. They're just like, let's put it out. And again, those things to joke about. But let's move on from there and stay.
Why don't we do this one quick? Just because we both have done full reviews of this, so we don't necessarily need to get into full detail. But the Loki finale just happened yesterday. I'm sure pretty much all of you have seen it. We're going to go ahead and say spoiler alert real quick. I know it's only been 24 hours, but you know what the show is. So there's your spoiler alert warning. So Jonathan Majors did debut in the MCU, and he both did and did not actually debut as Kang. Now, he didn't debut as Kang in the traditional sense, as he has been rumored to do in Quantumania. He came through as He Who Remains. Mm-hmm. But clearly the MCU has decided to do a little bit of a merger from the actual character of He Who Remains with Kang, because the way he's talking about it, he even says, you know, if I disappear, I'm not going to get into fully, I don't want to fully spoil shit. If I disappear, then a bunch of me's are going to come up in this multiversal
and,
wars.
And he about talks that. About it. And that's the thing, too. Yeah. He has his own temp pad, which is way more advanced than the other shit you see. And he talks about how a variant version of him discovered parallel universes. How all of them were at first, they learned to communicate. They were all cool. And then niggas all... Yo, you didn't see me put that on Twitter? I put that on Twitter. I said, I deleted it out of here because I was trying to put some other stuff in. But I put it on Twitter. I was like, oh, yeah, I said Loki running through the TVA to find Morbius.
Niggas coming.
Because, like, it would, but so he shows off. If you look at the when he did the war with all the versions of him, mm-hmm. one of them is Kang, one of them has the helmet on.
No, so, right. Well, not even just that. At the end of the episode, when you see the statue that's replaced the timekeepers, it's fucking Kang.
Oh, that's like, Kang the Conqueror. Yeah, that's Kang. Yeah. So the theory is that that's not the TVA from before. It is an alternate timeline TVA. That's well, the now, working
real,
theory.
Now, real quick, you keep saying Immortus. I need everybody to realize
he
I
is
understand.
Not Immortus.
He was cast as Kang. Two, it's very clear that the MCU has mashed all three of them together. And don't forget, Immortus is a version of Kang. Remember, he's gone by a multitude of different names. At one point, he decided to stop being Immortus and to be Kang the Conqueror. I get there are differentiations. There are. But they are one and the same.
And they might. Now, here's the thing with the Immortus, and I said this in my review. They may kill Kang because then you can go to Immortus and have his reasoning be even more. On top of the fact, you've got Ravonna Renslayer, who he is smitten by, which, as I said in my review, which you can check out on my YouTube channel, they stayed away from it with Thanos and Death, which I got because, again, it made Thanos' motivation for what he wanted to do a whole lot better, right? But with the Ravonna Renslayer and Immortus, I could see them using that shit and like just motivating this nigga to kill
right.
everybody.
This is the best comment right here, as Darren's saying, just like Selvie is her own amalgamation of various comic things. Exactly. So you're dealing with Lady Loki, but also Selvie is referring to the Enchantress, who is enchanting things. Literally, you just have to remember the MCU is its own universe outside the comics where things are the same but different. So they have done that already. I'm not going to get into Black Widow. There's that. I'm not going to get into Iron Man 2 because you can look what they did with
Mandarin.
Mandarin. Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2. Oh. So Whiplash. And fucking he. It was a mix of Whiplash and goddamn it.
Crimson Dynamo.
Thank you.
Crimson Dynamo and
Omega Red. Crimson Dynamo.
Crimson Dynamo.
The first time. Yeah. Because he's owned by X-Men. That would have been Fox. Anyway, that's all with Loki. If you want to know more about it, please go check out his review over on his YouTube channel or check out mine over on the SEN Network. Me and Dwayne did one as well. All right. I don't really care about this next one, but if you say it's a big deal, I'm here for it. So whatever.
I don't care about it either. We can skip it. I just saw it and it was
thing. No, for sure. For sure. Let's go to the
big deal story.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. So, for those that are familiar with the football superstar Dwayne Haskins, or I guess superstar isn't quite appropriate.
Professional football player
of the NFL.
Yeah, you said superstar. They're going to be like, no.
Yeah. Dwayne Haskins' wife, is that how you pronounce her name? Calabria? Is that her name? Calabria Gonzedrick Haskins. I cannot pronounce
I'm
that.
I'm not going to even try. I'm going to let you fuck it up because you used to fucking up names.
That's fine. On July 3rd, was charged with domestic battery after allegedly knocking out one of her husband's teeth in a fight that turned physical. And so he has confirmed that he didn't lose the tooth. It was cracked and his lip was busted. And I'm not going to lie. I got super pissed off when I guess some of the other details. Sorry. I want her out of my room, Haskins told a security officer at the Cosmopolitan where he was staying. She hit me and cut my lip open. The fight allegedly started after Haskins went to the nightclub with friends without waiting for his wife. Haskins was treated for facial injuries in a nearby hospital. His wife posted bail and is set to appear in court on August 3rd. Now, here's my fucking problem with this. The amount of hypocrisy that came out of this, the amount of people that decided it was funny to clown Dwayne for getting, getting abused by his wife is fucking infuriating. It is infuriating for two reasons. The first, domestic violence is domestic violence. people of all genders get effed up. Now, mind you, most of the time it tends to be man towards woman, but it literally happens all different ways from Sunday. And people don't take that shit seriously. And the reason why that's so fucking infuriating is the amount of stuff that men actually do go through in relationships. It's not always physical, but it can be emotional. It can be financial. It could be all sorts of shit under the sun that does not get taken seriously. And so for people to make jokes out of this is fucking disgusting. The second thing that pisses me off about it, she punches him and Fs him up, right? If Dwayne had even like casually pushed her and she had stumbled and twisted her ankle, people would have been like, this violent piece of shit, motherfucker, how dare you, blah, 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 and going off on this nigga. And his career would have been on the line and everybody would have been calling him trash. So not only did he not do anything back to her, but y'all gonna sit out here and make fun of this? Like, it's fucking infuriating, dude.
I've said this numerous times. There's never going to be an even playing field when it comes to domestic abuse. Shouldn't be a thing. Or even just abuse to men. There's never going to be an even playing field. It's unfortunate. I've seen many instances where there are women who provoke men. Many instances where women who are trying to, you know, directly fight dudes. And the dudes are literally like, yo, get the fuck away from me, because if I hit you, I'm in trouble. And, you know, there are a lot of people who grew up with that. If somebody hits you, hit them back. Doesn't matter. And you have this now. We're seeing it more even on video, where you're seeing women getting in the face of guys. And again, I understand. Hold your ground. Stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody bitch you out. I get it. But you have to be ready for the repercussions that come behind that. I don't give a shit if you're a man, woman, regardless. You can't be in somebody's face, assault them, and think they're just supposed to take it. Now, granted, in Dwayne Haskins' situation, he took it and he was like, yo, because again, it's so fucked. Because like I said before we went on air, if he'd have hit her, they'd have been like, see, this is what all NFL players do.
NFL players, black men, add infinite number of situations that people would have tried to come out and crucify this dude for doing this. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple things that I want to point out. I see Chris Crocker said, I remember seeing a social experiment video in public of a man abusing a woman and a woman abusing a man. People went to help the woman being abused, but they laughed at the man getting hit. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. And then Jimmy Nails, I just want to point this out. As a male victim of domestic violence, she pushed me out of a second-story window. I thank you guys for bringing this up. First of all, I'm so sorry, Jimmy, that happened to you. That's fucking awful. But again, yes, that is some fucked up, ridiculous shit. Anytime anybody is getting like fucked up, getting abused in any form or fashion, people should be just as angry, period. Mm-hmm. That's the same reason why even the stuff that's been going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and how even that all has played out. And I'm not going to get deep into that, but even how the fact that no one's really fully taking her seriously about the allegations that have come out and what she did to Johnny Depp. You know what I'm saying?
Because people are just jumping on Johnny Depp and calling it a day. Like, it's very fucked up when you have this happen. It's very indicative of our system, our justice system, and how we view things. Again, we've talked about men. Wait, who are.
What? Jimmy said, thank you to Al Moisés. It was a while ago. I called the cops and they took me away. And I learned that day that that's what the Chicago Police Department is expected to do. Take away the man no matter the situation.
Yeah.
That's insane.
A lot that's of insane. The majority of here's that's it. The OJ Simpson case changed how they handled domestic violence situations for police departments across the country, because it was record that Nicole had called the police on OJ several times and they had never done anything until, unfortunately, her and Ron Goldman passed away or were murdered. Since then, all police departments, unless there is legit physical proof that the dude, 9 times out of 10, and this is a rarity, that the dude could be scratched up, whatever, they are going to take the guy. It does not matter, which is why men never will get a fair shake at that. And again, I'm not going to by any means say that, yo, you need to put your hands on your woman, et cetera, but they will do this shit. And again, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to sue for what? Because it's going to be a case. It's going to be like, yo, well, what was the situation? It's not going to be a case taken serious, unfortunately. as a man trying to get, if you a man trying to get a restraining order, you're looked at as cowardice and whatnot. But again, what we're saying is this shouldn't happen regardless, but if it's going to happen, it needs to be treated with the same regard. And I understand, yes, women are unfortunately killed in their situations by their partners way more frequently than men.
And no one's taking away from that. In the same way that, like, if we were to take this beyond domestic violence and talk about, like, sexual assault and rape, that's also another situation where obviously women are dealing with this on a much grander scale with a much more serious shit going on and whatnot. But again, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen the other way. And for anybody to pretend like that's not important just because it's a smaller percentage is disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. All right. So do we want to try and cover the one right above this real quick? Do you have the asset in here for it?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I put it in there.
Okay.
This is some dope news because, again, it's from the career for me, and she is an icon in the sport. Candace Parker becomes the first woman ever to grace the cover of NBA 2K. She will grace the cover of NBA 2K22 in a special edition for GameStop. Now, it will hit the shelves in September, and it will have the Chicago Sky Ford on the cover. She's the first female to appear on the cover, and this, like I said, it is a GameStop exclusive. This is dope because you haven't had, you know, for her to be the first in the midst of all these other female basketball legends, you know, to never have had a Cheryl Swoops, a Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, you know, all these different, Cheryl Miller. There's so many iconic women who have played the game. And for Candace to be the first speaks, you know, saying again, somebody just finally pulled the trigger on it, I guess. But again, for her being a member of the Chicago Sky and her repping the crib, and being from the crib, I'm always gonna support that.
I do think it's dope. The only thing that I don't like about 2K that they keep doing, they make so many different versions with so many different covers. Like, we can't necessarily appreciate the ones that are out. So, like, last year was like Mamba Forever edition and all that.
Yeah.
And there was an Ultimate edition, and Dame Lillard was on it. It's the same issue here. So now you got Candace on one, Luka's on another. There's another one with Dirk. Kevin Durant and
smart,
Kareem.
Right. But what they're doing is, and it's smart as a business move, because you are going to have people, regardless of how we may feel personally or how people in the neighborhood may feel, there are people who are going to buy each one to have it because these are collector's edition covers.
I get that, but that's why I wish they would just give me one real collector's edition and one regular. So put, if you want to do that shit, put like Luka on one and put Candace on the other, and let's call it a day. And then give me another year with Dirk and Kevin Durant and Kareem. Because I was excited to see. I didn't even hear about the Candace one until you told me. So I was excited, but like, oh shit, like Luka and Dirk on the two cop. Damn, let's go. But here we are. Because it wasn't just that last year. It was Mamba Forever Edition, and there were one for the next gen and the previous gen. There was Dame Lillard on one, and then the Ultimate Edition for next gen was fucking Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, like, can you not, please? But
also, right. You got to remember, again, whether people are going to buy it at, what, $80 a pop, whether they buy the physical or digital. So they got to make sure they get their money back from paying these motherfuckers for being on the cover, because putting them on the cover is not cheap. You ain't just selected to be on the cover of NBA 2K and you just go about your damn day. That ain't how this shit shake. It's some money in that. All right. Real quick, let's do these. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Thank you to the few that dropped something. Shouts out to Colin Vandenberg. He says, I turn 30 tomorrow. What are your favorite birthday memories? Happy birthday, first and foremost.
Absolutely. Happy 30th tomorrow. That's crazy.
It was the day I turned 21 and I still live with my mom. And I came home fucked up. And she was like, oh, you thought you was a big boy, didn't you? I was like, I don't want to talk. I was so gone. I was on the floor by the door. I was so fucked up. So that's a memory for me.
21 was funny because I didn't want to drink because the day of my actual birthday, I had a final. A Japanese final, but my friends insisted we go out at midnight. We went to, you know, Yard House, the restaurant Yard House with like the little microbrewery. Mm. Everyone got a different beer, and at midnight they go, "Here you go, nigga, try this one." So I ended up having somewhere around like when it was all said and done, having sips of everybody's. around like 12-ish beers by the time the night was through, had to wake up and go to a 9 a.m. final. And I walked that bitch still drunk. And then halfway through while I was doing the oral part of my exam, my professor was like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Oh." And I somehow was able to make up the word hangover in Japanese. And she was like, "That's actually how we say the word hangover in Japanese." Because I went from drunk to, "Oh, shit, I think I'm going to throw up. My head is splitting." So that was fun. And my 30th was fun. The party bus was fun. That was cool.
I didn't get a chance to celebrate last year, and I probably won't celebrate. You know, I'm you know, a couple years I did, like, everybody just come to karaoke. I did a spot, you know, in Sherman Oaks. People just came to karaoke. I didn't, of course, because of COVID last year, but I doubt I'm going to redo anything this year. So, I mean, I've been in such a funk with my birthdays and then not being able to do what I want to do and just have a breather. So I doubt I do anything. But anyway, Matt Thomas, thank you, man. He says, "Always got to support the homies. Hi, Kristen. Nice to see you on with the guys. Winston, I'm anxiously awaiting waking up to your Space Jam review tomorrow morning." You saw Space Jam?
Not yet. I'm scheduled to go see it on Sunday, so I may not see it tomorrow on HBO Max. I kind of want to see it in theaters. So I'm probably,
he says, and then he says, "Jay, MJ ain't the GOAT. He's a whole bitch. King James for life." All right, let me tell you something. Cause he was like,
"I'd let you have this."
No, you ain't gotta do nah. Cause he was like, "Oh, this is LeBron's. It's so much better than the original." Nigga, it's been 26 years. It should be. The evolution of CGI it's been over 20 years. Also, here's the number one important thing. Mm-hmm. LeBron can act. Michael Jordan cannot.
No. Yes, that is accurate. Michael Jordan is not a good actor.
He's not an actor. LeBron has been in projects. So he gets this.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. Next one, DSmooth77. Thank you so much for the donation. When Jay had that text that he didn't know the number to, Winston, you missed the chance to play Who Are These Niggas? I was literally about to laugh while on a Lyft drive. Ah, that's a good point. I definitely should have done that. That's okay.
Oh, I found out it was my manager from the nightclub I work at. Oh, who was okay, like, "Yo, can you come in?" He was like, "Can you come in?" So originally I was supposed to go to work tonight, but then I had to take off because I thought I was going to be shooting the commercial today. And so I was like, "Yo, I already told Isaac, my supervisor, I couldn't come in because I had this commercial." He was like, "I remember that. Oh, yeah." So
fair. DJ, what said another one, same one from DSmooth77. Jay, I feel you. In the mid to late 90s, my school in Baltimore, Maryland, Northwestern High, had a whole ass daycare inside the school. Hell, even my mom worked there at one point. Good thing I was a good kid. LOL.
See, I'm telling you, unfortunately, in a lot of the hoods and impoverished neighborhoods, bro, the shit is real. The shit is real, man.
I finally learned my lesson. Jimmy Nails, thank you so much for the donation. Happy paycheck day, gang. Don't feel too bad for me. That relationship was on some Sid and Nancy shit. It made me who I thought. Love y'all for looking out for me, though. Of course. Like, Jimmy, you know we got your back. I just, hearing someone pushing someone out that second story went fucking A.
Chris Cocker says, still can't believe the Clockwork Orange dudes in Space Jam 2. Well, you know why? This is a giant advert. Yes, it's for the kids, but it's a giant HBO Max commercial.
Oh, my Lord.
What happened?
Everybody! I would also check maybe your Venmo, but I just got one. Thank you so much to John Lewis, who says, hold on. Let me open up the Venmo directly so I can see the full message and not the truncated one from the text message. John Lewis Rodriguez says, I love the new time slot because me and the wife can watch live now. We fucks with the blurs. Can you both tell my wife, Stephanie, that the vaccine is good for us both and our children so we can go back to Disneyland? Keep up the hard work, y'all. Take care. Go get vaccinated. I promise you. Look, I got it. I've been fine. Jay got it. He been fine. Like, the funny thing is, even though there was another thing that came out about the J&J, about a connection to a rare disease, it is less than like 0.00003576%, some wild shit
I really hate, and that's the thing. I think these news outlets, the media companies, when they put these stories out, they need to make sure they stress the fact that it is a very, very small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Very. All right, let me go grab my cup. So, yeah, fuck it. If we're going to do it, I'm going to do it.
That's fine. So, all right, y'all. Let's see. I will say, though, we're still 8 likes away from the meow. That's the one thing that gets scary about doing this in primetime, baby. We don't be hitting them 100 likes like we be doing. And I worry that one of these days you're not going to get a meow. I hope it's not today because we still need 8 mo. All right. So I think that covers all of the Streamlabs. That looks like it does. Let me double check. Hit a refresh. Yes, that does. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this. We got 2 of them for you today. Let's do it.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Okay, so
yeah, so we got another Streamlab and reader real quick. Curtis Lopez, thank you so much, Dan. We giving condoms to 5th graders. I was focusing on beating gym leaders in Pokemon, collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You goddamn right, so was I. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers. Fuck it. Let's just.
Oh. All right. I want to end on the happy one, so I don't know what this.
Other I know. I figured that's what you would go. What? Ah. Okay. Hope. Before we do that.
Man, that was close. That was close.
Then we took that for nothing.
We're $7 short. I did bad math. We're $7 short. We're at 90. We're at $93. It'll be fine. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, I was like, I just was like, huh?
I did bad math. It happens. It happens. Let's do this shitty Karen first.
All right, let's do the shitty Karen, and we're going to end on a fun note. All right, here's the shitty Karen.
This Karen racially profiled a Walmart customer and accused him of stealing her son's phone.
Follow me outside the store. First, she's eyeing me in the store.
She began following him throughout the property.
I'm a married man. Shouldn't be dealing with this woman's irate because
she even took it as far as complaining to a store manager.
That's not my fault, but being racially profiled, that's going to be.
When we were in the parking lot, it was marking him like right there, but I can't.
Where's that?
And this is the moment she realized she effed up.
She accused me, and it's okay because I have everybody.
She sees her kid walking back with his phone.
No, I can't for my safety. Everybody, I'm involved. I understand. When she racially profiled me. Her son found the phone.
Her kid left the phone in the car all along.
Her son found it in the car. So now I'm going to press charges. Ma'am, may I have your name, please? May I have your name, please, ma'am?
No.
No? Okay, that's okay. I'll
get and instead of apologizing, she tells him to go F himself.
Mm-hmm. I seen where your son went to the car. I have your license plate. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. It is really where is it? To JC Catan, it's in there. We put it down there. It's in the comments.
I'll put it. It's right there. It's at the bottom. You can send it to either one of us, Mr. J Washington, or the Swaggy Blurred. We split everything, so whatever's easier doesn't matter.
So you can again, remember Soho Karen? Same shit.
Yeah.
This is happening all too often, and again, whether she is exactly
It's Latina Karen this time, bro.
But again, so was the Soho chick.
Oh, she was. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do continually say that white women's tears have been weaponized. That is a true thing. We all know that. But you have had it, and you're having it now, where there are way too many women who are using fake fear and fake outrage to black men in particular. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not always like they'll deal with black women. But they'll do it from a distance. But when it comes to black men, it's easy to say, oh, let me do this because I know you'll be in trouble before me. And again, for her to tell dude to go fuck himself because she got it wrong.
We got Karina's now. Yo, you realize who the first Karina was, right? Gina Rodriguez's ass out here slugging N-words and talking shit about them.
Yeah, Gina Rodriguez definitely got to hold that title. But again,
yes, that was go watch our Tuesday episode.
That was Tuesday. We did that for sure. But it gets to the point where you're having these women do this. And you even get men, you know what I'm saying? We get these Chads as well. And they have weaponized themselves against black people. And again, when you go back to the Victoria's Secret's Karen, how she realized she was being recorded, and then all of a sudden she wants to have a mental breakdown. Nah, bitch, you know what this is.
Like, bitch, all of a sudden just let her inner demon come out.
I need you to do that one more kid. Hey, y'all clip that shit out. Do it again.
Someone could go clip it. It'll be fine. I don't need to do that.
Do it again.
I don't know if I'll hit. I don't know if it'll be as special. You know, somebody will figure it out. It's all good. All right, this next one is not a Chad. I'm gonna call him a Chet because though I don't give respect to Chet Hanks because I think he's acting like a coon, like a white coon, a Chet, if you will. I actually fuck with this next video, man. So watch this shit.
Tell these youngsters how to get out from the hood.
How to get out the hood? Shit. I don't know, goddammit. Stack your money, bro. Take your ass to work. A lot of these kids don't want to go to work.
Stack your shit, bro. On God, like, don't spend, don't go out with friends, bro. That shit ain't working on God, bro. Stack your money on God.
Man, say that shit.
What's up? What you got? What's your question?
How do you get out from the hood?
Do what?
How do you get out from the hood?
I don't know. I didn't grow up there.
You ain't never been to the hood before. You got to come to the hood sometime.
No, I mean, I'm down.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I like Mike Jones. Fucking, I'll get down. Yeah. Fucking fofos, I'm tipping wood grain, I'm gripping. Switching with the page. Turn your neck, yo, Dame missing me and Slim. We ain't tricking. I'm finger flipping and sun stepping like do or die. I'm cold pipping. Car stop rim, keep spinning. I'm flipping drive with invisible top. Hose down my drop step out. I'm shaking the block with 418. Can the green with 11 screen. My gasoline, always supreme. Hell yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go.
Now, before you go any further, I just want to—I like to say something. Shouts out to Elise Brancato. She says, "No shot required. Just wanted to show support." But we are troopers, and we're gonna take a shot.
Go get you. Oh, you did. I didn't bring the bottle back. I didn't think we were gonna get another shot.
I just kept the bottle close.
That was probably smart. I should have done that. I didn't do that.
I just kept the bottle here and was like, well, we're gonna need it.
I'll just bring the bottle this time. All right, so here's the thing. Jay apparently doesn't fully fucks with this dude, but I fucks with him, and I'm gonna tell you why. Jay was telling me that he doesn't fully fucks with him because he feels like, okay, we need to stop handing out cookout invites, and especially in the standpoint of this thing came up. Fucking appropriating Mike Jones. Oh, I know Mike Jones. And then came through. Here's the thing. He was asked a question. He didn't come up and volunteer the information. They asked him, how do you get out the hood? He's like, he was honest. He's like, I've never been there. I don't know. And then the black dude said, you should come. He goes, I mean, I love to, man. Like, I'm down. Like, whatever. And he goes, what you mean you down? He's like, I mean, I like Mike Jones. And then spit out some bars for Mike Jones.
Perfectly. Okay, I don't have that problem with that. I said, me personally, I didn't have an issue. Like I said, I also brought up that the homie Xavier Pope brought it up on Twitter. I didn't say I had an issue. I said, I get where he's coming from. Mm. Now, just in case y'all didn't pay attention to what that was, let me run it back for you one more game.
Jones, fucking, I'll get down. Yeah. Fucking fofos, I'm tipping wood grain, I'm gripping. Switching with the Patriot. Turn your neck, yo, Dame missing me and Slim. We ain't tricking. I'm finger flipping and sunstepping like do or die. I'm cold pipping. Car stop rim, keep spinning. I'm flipping drop with invisible top. Hose down with my drop step out. I'm shaking the block with 418. Candy green with 11 screen. My gasoline, always supreme. Hell yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go.
Because he didn't put on a black set.
Hey, his Southern drawl makes it work, though. My gasoline always
spray. Bro, he didn't put no blacks in on. He just fucking said, bop, 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 bop. All right, come on, bars. Cheers.
Right, cheers.
Cheers. Yo. Well, now, here's the reason why I said Mike Jones. You look at the video again. I'm going to walk you through it.
Jones, fucking, I'll get down.
Look at his shirt. He's wearing a Texas Tech shirt. This boy, not just the accent, but what he's wearing. Homie is from Texas. He repped that shit. I bet you he's from fucking Houston, honestly.
Flip a drop with invisible top. Hose down my drop step out on chicken block with 418. Candy green with 11 screen. My gasoline, always supreme. Hell yeah, let's go.
And he didn't once say that.
Let's go.
No, wait, where did he say the N-word? I didn't hear nobody say the N-word. Did he say the N-word? Because if so, this changes completely.
I think we got to watch the first part. Watch the whole thing then.
Tell these youngsters how to get out from the hood.
How to get out the hood?
Let's see, Jay.
I don't know, goddamn it. Stack your money, bro. Take your ass to work. A lot of these kids don't want to go to work.
Stack your shit, bro. On God, bro. Stack your shit, bro. On God, bro. That shit ain't working. On God, bro. Stack your money on God.
Man, say that shit.
What's up? What you got? What's your question?
How do you get out from the hood?
Do what?
How do you get out from the hood?
I don't know. I didn't grow up there.
I ain't never been to the hood before. You gotta come to the hood sometime.
No, I mean, I'm down.
Yeah.
What? Right. Yeah. I like Mike Jones. Fucking, I'll get down. Yeah. Fucking fofos, I'm tipping wood grain, I'm gripping. Switching with the Patriot. Turn your neck, yo, Dame missing me and Slim. We ain't tricking. I'm finger flipping and sunstepping like do or die. I'm cold pipping. Car stop rim, keep spinning. I'm flipping drop with invisible top. Hose down with my drop step out on chicken block with 418. Candy green with 11 screen. My gasoline, always supreme. Hell yeah, let's fucking
go. No, he never dropped it.
He never said it.
He never said it.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
He never said it.
He dropped a stealth one. What stealth one? Tell me where. Tell me where. I ain't hear none of that shit. I ain't hear a single one.
Man, I don't know where y'all... Okay, because, like, it's funny because the way the neighborhood is split now, it's like, is it Laurel or Yanni? Is that Laurel or Yanni?
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's the other thing. When I was listening, I was like, I know those bars. There's not an Edward in those bars. So not only did he pull a Houston rapper, he found some bars that he could fucking flow miraculously and with no N-words involved. Like, I was like, yo, damn.
DeMarco Tway said, nah, he ain't saying not in that clip anyway.
Well, not in that clip. I mean, essentially what DeMarco's saying, and I disagree with that.
Real quick, man, I want you to notice the work I've been putting in. You see that cutting that definition right there, boy? You see that?
You stopped me from slinging this joke for that. I was literally trying to play.
And as a person that says nigga a lot, trust me, that nigga says nigga all the time.
Look, I couldn't have been sure that you was there or set up for it. Like, I ain't gonna lie. You know how we were early? He was like, hey, Mr. J. Washington, as I look for this thing and I stalled for time, I was wondering, you know, there's a question we normally ask each other. And eventually, I'm gonna ask you that question. But still, you should hold on to your soul till I ask you.
Jones, fucking, I'll get down. Yeah. Fucking fofos, I'm tipping wood grain, I'm gripping. Switching with the Patriot. Turn your neck, yo, Dame missing me and Slim. We ain't tricking. I'm finger flipping and sunstepping like do or die. I'm cold pipping. Car stop rim, keep spinning. I'm flipping drop with invisible top. Hose down with my drop step out on chicken block with 418. Candy green with 11 screen. My gasoline, always supreme. Hell yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go.
I will say this. That nigga sound like he off that lane. Appreciate
he's definitely off the lane. He definitely off the easy because he's turned to red the motherfucker. My campaign to switch with my gas lane. My gas lane. Hell yeah, let's go,
that's,
bro.
That's the type of nigga that drop bars, and you know a nigga been drinking when he drop bars.
You know, he reminds me of. He reminds me of Stone Cold, bro. He reminds me of Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's who reminds me of. Stone Cold is like rise for the black.
First of all, like, shout out to my homie DeAndre. Him and his wife are watching us live, right?
Uh-huh.
The nigga texts me and says, hey, my wife, this is how DeAndre talk. I'm gonna do his exact voice. Hey, Joe, my wife and I watch the show right now. Say hi to me, nigga. Like, it's how this nigga. Hey, Joe, me and my wife, we watching the show right now. What's up, DeAndre and his wife, man? I love both of y'all. Much love.
Either way, I got to wrap up because I got something else going on like now-ish. I'm about 5 minutes late, so we got to roll. Jay, what you got going on, man? Tell the people.
All right, y'all already know the drill. Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. Jay Washington. You know how to spell it. It's down below. Talk Blurdy to me here on the network this Sunday. TK Trinidad, Drew Jones. Sunday night, if you are in the LA area, I am performing on the New Faces, Fresh Faces Showcase. I've been doing stand-up for 12 years longer than everybody on this lineup. But I guess because sometimes you got to do a show just to be on stage. If you want to come out to the Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood, this is where I will be. We'll be back here next Tuesday, 6 p.m. as of right now. As far as the Mads Hyten podcast goes, I am currently looking for my podcast co-host, somebody I know. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good to see you. Stephanie, first of all, we gave you a shout out. Your husband was like, will you tell my girl to get the goddamn vaccine? We gave you a shout out.
Is that the same Stephanie, though? Like,
I would assume so. He said specifically, will you tell my wife Stephanie Rodriguez? So I'm assuming that that's the same person.
Nigga, because Stephanie Rodriguez is in this world. You
how many Stephanie Rodriguez we got watching the show, my nigga?
You don't know this, nigga. It could be a multitude of Stephanie Rodriguez. Nigga, it could be a couple Stephanie Rodriguez watching this motherfucker. Yeah, hey, this Stephanie Rodriguez. Look, this Stephanie Rodriguez from Georgia.
Stephanie Rodriguez from Alabama, skip. Stephanie Rodriguez was over. Finish showing up with other shit you got going on, bro.
I was
bro.
So good when you did Alabama, nigga. When you did Alabama, skip. All right. Yeah, so like I said, I'm there Sunday. If you want to come through North Hollywood, please do that. Use the promo code J to buy your tickets. I'll put all the info on my IG and all that shit. That Talk Blurdy. We'll be back. Mad Titan, I'm looking for new co-hosts. I am working on that. It has to be somebody I know, I trust, the energy vibes, all that. I've been having people hit me up like, yo, I heard you looking for a co-host. And I'm like, I am, but so we'll see about that. So it's a little bit of a hiatus for Mad Titan, but I got it coming back soon. If you want to continue to support after the show is off, y'all already know the deal, the Streamlabs, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. I'm done.
That's what's up. For myself, you know where to find me at the Swaggy Blurred. I couple things. One, did the both Black Widow and Loki reviews on the SCN network. Please check that out. Obviously you see me in Shimona matches. We'll see if I end up on SCN next week. It just depends. He already said talk Blurdy to me. It depends on my schedule. Please go download the Citizen app.
I'm a Stephanie Rodriguez from California.
Look here, Skip. That's Stephanie Rodriguez from California, Skip.
Skip.
She is right here, Skip. And she is very, very concerned, Skip.
I am sweating about a lot. I am listening, sweating. Like, what is the temperature in my?
So yeah, please download the Citizen app. I mean, I was on there all day.
Friday since they 72. I actually do. There's a couple of different women I've done the show with, you know, the guest episodes with. I would love to have a female co-host. I would love to personally, you know, saying two dudes is cool, but having a man and a woman back and forth and those opinions, it's just okay. Go ahead.
So please download the Citizen app. I mean, we were in here today. We've done some amazing things. It was on the news yesterday that we actually saved a puppy that was locked in a car, a burning car up, or not a car on fire, but it was like 100-some degrees. It was like 100-some degrees in Reseda. The poor pup was like chewing at the window because someone had locked the puppy in there overnight. So you had that. We also have been helping. I mean, hopefully we actually find this woman. We actually were helping try and find this woman in Philly who's gone missing, who the sad thing is, like, she's bipolar and doesn't have her meds, so people are really concerned that they may not find her. So, like, it's a situation where the community is coming together to help each other, and it's been a lot of fun to be able to do that. So please come and join me over there. Download Citizen. It's also a nice little app to have to keep yourself all regulated.
No, it ain't. what the fuck?
the AirPod died. I just switched ears.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck is that? Actually, let me tell you what the Citizen is. It's an app that makes you terrified to leave your motherfucking house, nigga.
If no, you look, no, that's not. No,
nigga.
No,
I can't tell you how many times I've seen around here. Yeah, there's a nigga on the bus stop with a machete. There's a dude that's pulling his dick out in traffic. There's a woman with her titties and an umbrella. You'd be like, I don't want to leave.
I mean, it happens. So, anyways, y'all, I have to run. I'm running very late. I have nothing but love for each and every one of you. So thank you so much for joining us this week, joining us in primetime. We will be in primetime again this coming week. Whether or not this becomes permanent, we'll keep you posted. But for the time being, it's just up to next week. Stay tuned for more. Love y'all. Have a great weekend. Peace, niggas.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Yo, we gonna get on the same beat. This nigga said, yo, you gonna sing Lysol Surfaces. I hate them so much. I hate